This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, David Dabney. Tim Wildman has stepped out, and so he has turned his question over to J.J. just in case somebody calls and wants to try to answer it. Hey, before we get back, we have Amos waiting for us in Ohio. J.J., we have a grand opening locally here, but we do have a lot of friends around the country that sometimes come through. Tell us about your grand opening.
Yeah, thanks. My wife and daughters opened a store, a women's boutique, Jasper & Company, women's apparel, pillows, pottery, candles. Our grand opening today from 4 to 8. The mayor's going to cut the ribbon, a lot of refreshments, and a lot of door prizes. So if you're in and around where our flagship station is located in Tupelo, Mississippi, 1207 Nell Street, grand opening of Jasper & Company. Thanks for asking.
Are you going to have cheese?
we do have cheese. We really
okay,
do.
Well, that there you go.
Yeah, a lot of good door prizes.
Can they go to jjjasper.com and get the address if they want to?
You know, they can go to Jasper & Company on Facebook.
Okay.
Or JJ Jasper on Facebook and get the complete details there. If you're driving and you don't remember that. But the store's open all day, but the ribbon cutting's at 4, and from 4 to 8, we've got all the prizes and refreshments
good.
And everything.
All right.
Awesome.
Folks, check it out. All right, we go back to Ohio. Amos has been waiting patiently. Amos, you want to ask a question and answer, right?
Yes, please. And thank you again for holding me over.
Hey, man, we love our listeners. And it used to be that some folks couldn't, you know, just because it'd be 5 minutes, you know, of long distance time. But with cell phones, most folks, if they can, they can hang in.
And a lot of people that were in the middle of doing surgery,
yes,
and they stayed on the phone, it just got so messed up with HIPAA and, you know, litigation and everything. They just went and said, I'm hanging up. I've got to finish up this surgery here with this patient.
All right, Amos.
The operation was a success, but the patient died.
True. All right, which question you want to answer, Amos?
What does the word Canuck mean?
Yes, here's the question. The NHL hockey team from Vancouver is called the Canucks. What is a Canuck, Amos?
I go to the Air Force Museum in Dayton a lot, and there's a Canadian-built jet fighter plane called the CF-100 Canuck. But I guess it goes back even farther than that, because I double-checked it on the computer, and I guess in the 1830s, that was a term for a French-Canadian lumberjack.
It is. I'm going to give it to you. It is just a slang term for a Canadian. So you got the answer correct.
Yeah.
And that is why, incidentally, why I told Tim that, yes, it is illegal to barbecue a Canuck. He was thinking it was some sort of an animal, but it's illegal in both the United States and Canada to barbecue a Canadian.
Now, now I'm thinking like gnome and everything. Is this like with a G or a C or a K? How do you spell Canuck?
Well, it actually started with a K years ago, but you know, decades or whatever century ago, it was switched over. So it is Canuck, Canuck.
Okay,
so
good.
It's just
and
yeah, go ahead.
There's a Golden Age comic book hero from Canada, Johnny Canuck.
He was
like a Canadian Captain America.
It was called Johnny Canuck?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. All right. I'll have to check that out.
Hey, talking about that hero, I would buy a lot of my sports equipment, and I'd get demo, and it had demo written on it. And everybody else, they had these famous athletes, had signed theirs, and mine just said demo. So I started telling my friends it was Johnny Demo. He was just this famous water skier, or he's a famous ball player. Like, now who signed that glove? You know, that's Johnny Demo. Man, he's a beyond a superstar athlete.
Johnny Demo. That sounds like some kind of hero.
What's your question for us, Amos?
In World War II, the very first fighter plane that we went up against the Japanese got shot down a lot. It was made by a company called Brewster. Can you tell me what that fighter plane's name was?
Okay. Okay, let me just. I just have a guess. You guys have a.
I don't.
My guess is the Buffalo.
The Brewster Buffalo, the F2A1. You are 100%.
Wow! Wow. Right. You're on fire.
Yeah, Mike. I guess better than I do when I'm sure about something.
You know what? You keep putting that biloba. What else?
Ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo biloba. Keep putting that in the oatmeal. That's helping.
All right. Hey, thank you, Amos. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, let's go ahead and reset our questions, probably for the last time, but we may squeeze it in later on. But let's go ahead and reset.
Who wrote God Bless America? And I'm going to add a new question. Who wrote most of the New Testament?
All right, good questions. I have one remaining. I'm going to throw in a second one because it's kind of related. Who wrote the horror novel Frankenstein? And I'm going to also add one. Who wrote the novel Dracula?
Oh,
so
good question.
Not Count Chocula now. This is Dracula.
Here's what I've got. Some buildings in New York are so massive that they have their own zip code. Is that true or false? Second question, what was the first coin minted in the U.S.? This is multiple choice. Was it a penny, a nickel, or a silver dollar? And then here's Tim's question left on the table. Along with Spain and France, what is the other country to have both Atlantic and Mediterranean coastlines?
All right. Good questions. All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Louisiana, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Groovy.
Hey, Larry.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'll answer one.
All right, which question?
The one you just asked about who wrote most of the New Testament?
Yes, who wrote most of the New Testament?
Was it Paul?
That is incorrect.
What?
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 The Apostle Paul didn't write most of the New Testament?
Nope. Mm-mm. Now, he wrote most of the books, but that's not most of the verses.
Oh, that's what you're asking. You're
asking
about
most
according
of the New
to
Testament,
verses.
According to verses, yes.
Oh. It's still not Paul?
It's not Paul.
Okay. Nope. All right. Well, I'm with you, Larry. That's what I thought.
That's what I've thought, yeah, and, I thought. And told people. So I'm
gonna... all right. So you had no question for us, right?
No, I don't. I'm just there to answer that one.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Have
Thank
good
you, Larry.
Weekend.
Appreciate it. All right. We go back. Now we go to Texas, and Bobby is on the line. Bobby, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you. And boy, that was going to be my answer too, was Paul. I had the great privilege of hugging Alex McFarland's neck this past weekend.
Wow!
Oh, all right. Wow. Yeah. He and Brother Bert do such a good job with exploring the Word in the afternoons.
They sure do.
Far.
Sure do.
I told Alex to give y'all a heads up because I'm going to make it down there to one of these days and hug all of them.
Please,
okay,
do.
Yeah, do
Please
that.
Please do, Matt. And now, and
no,
Alex,
Bobby. Oh, yeah, Bobby.
And he's the real deal, Alex is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
all right.
Sir. Just finished this book. So I want to do two answer and question.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
We'll do the who wrote God Bless America.
Yes. Who wrote God Bless America?
Lee Greenwood.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
That's incorrect?
Well, going by what David. That's David's question. So.
I think you're thinking about the one, the patriotic one from years ago. One of our anthems.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
All right, Bobby. What's your question for us?
Okay, I'm in the Great Book of Samuel, and God sends a evil spirit to Saul. What evil spirit manifestation appeared in Saul, I believe, three different times.
What evil manifestation appeared in Saul three different times? Well,
I know he's through those spears, so I don't know if he's asking for anger or
jealousy,
you know,
or
you know,
something.
he tried to kill
kill David.
David.
Bob, yeah. I'm not quite sure what you're asking, but is what about JJ's answer that it was anger or, you know,
or jealousy.
Murder or
yeah,
jealousy is correct.
Jealousy. Okay.
Yep.
He spent sent the evil spirit of jealousy. And then I got one last thing I want to remind you guys of. William Wilberforce got to do what he did by a trickery of words that he used in the parliament. And wow. Now the left's been using that against us ever since.
Okay, I'm not. He used. You mean he got slavery banned by trickery of words?
Yes, he got a. How he did it was by making a law that allowed the British to board a ship only under a certain flag that was being flown. So it was a trickery of the wording of the way how he worded the law to get it passed through Parliament.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's interesting, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. We go back to the phones. We go to Alabama. Matt is on the line. Matt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Hey, right back at you, Matt. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. Can y'all believe a millennial listens to you guys?
Hey, we're thrilled. We're thrilled for all our listeners and glad that we have some millennials listening. And how old are you, Matt?
I'm 30.
30, okay.
So, I'm barely in there. I hate even to admit that.
Hey, and you know, Matt, that starts to happen a little bit more as you hit 30. You start leaving one group and entering another group pretty quickly. So, but you're still in the millennials now, so you're legit.
Well, and thankfully, you know, your grandparents are going to be able to say that they walked to school and it was uphill both ways. And the ones that didn't have air conditioning or power steering or power brakes, and you're going to be able to tell your grandkids, Matt, and you need to take comfort in this, you're going to be able to tell them horror stories about the times that certain apps wouldn't open for you and how rough you had it.
That's right. That's wonderful, right?
And how your Hot Pocket took 30 seconds to heat up, whereas my generation took 45 minutes to reheat my lasagna. So anyway.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want?
I want to do the one about New York.
Oh, good. Wow. Okay, it's true or false. Here we go, Matt. Some buildings in New York are so massive that they have their own zip code. Is that true or false?
Well, I know for sure there's a case like that in Las Vegas, so I'm going to say true.
It's 100% true.
Wow. Yeah, yes. Good job, yes. Matt.
Some, yeah, way to go.
So some buildings are that big.
In Manhattan, there are some buildings that have their own zip code. And now you think about it, you listening, if you live in a small community and you've got a zip code, a little small town, well, you think of those skyscrapers in New York. There are more people in that building than there are in your town.
Well, and that,
but
so
I've
the
never
zip
thought
code,
about it till I saw this.
The zip code is according to the amount of mail they would get.
Yeah,
so
you think of the mail. That's right. Yeah. But there are buildings in Manhattan that have their own zip code.
That's incredible.
I thought that was pretty,
pretty
amazing.
Excellent, Matt. And you said, Matt, there's the same thing is true about Las Vegas?
Well, yes, my wife is from Las Vegas, and there's a place where it's a zip code, and you basically never have to go outside to do anything. There's you can shop, you can get your food, and live there, and everything.
Wow!
So, interesting.
What's your question for us, Matt?
All right, I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I'm sure you guys will probably know this, but it's when you're going down I-10 eastbound, you go through the tunnel in Mobile,
right?
And then you get on a bridge. It's the Bay Bridge, which is the Mobile Bay. My question is, what is the original name of the Mobile Bay?
That's an excellent
question.
That's
a great question. Do you guys know?
I've got family all around there, and I've gone through the tunnel, over the bridge, and over to Grandma's house. But I don't know. I don't know the name.
I don't either, Matt. You stumped us. What's the answer?
All right. The original name is the Bay of the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Really?
The Bay of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Wow.
How about that?
Now, and there was a revival just a few years ago, and a church started out of it, and they called it the Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival.
Wow.
Hey, Matt, I know, you know, we just mostly have fun on this show, but I want to camp on that just for a second. All these revisionist history people that say America wasn't founded as a Christian nation, you just go around the country and see how many communities are named Bethel and Shiloh and on and on and on.
Right.
And just like the story you said, our this country was birthed in prayer, and our ancestors came here for religious freedom. And you just look at the names of the places to give you a good reinforcement of that.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, Matt, great question.
Thanks, buddy.
Great bit of trivia, but also heartening to remember. Those
Have a good weekend.
Wow. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You guys are reaching out to a lot of people, so I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. We always love our listeners and appreciate them. We go back to Alabama, and Patty Lynn is on the line. Patty, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to answer. My question got answered, so I guess I'll have to take another question, won't I?
Which one do you feel confident about, Patty Lynn?
Well, I don't feel confident about any of them, but I'm going to guess about the mint.
Okay.
The minting of the money.
Here's the question. Yeah, you got one out of three chance. What was the first coin minted in the U.S.? Was it a penny, a nickel, or a silver dollar?
I think it was a silver dollar.
You're right.
It was a silver dollar.
That's what I thought.
The very first coin minted in the United States of America was a silver dollar minted on October the 15th, 1794. And, you know, to add insult to injury, I had several of those and let them go in a yard sale a couple of weeks ago. They just got thrown out in a shoebox, and I hate when that happens.
Kind of like your rookie card for Mickey Mantle, right? You know, just
or
got
some Honus Wagner guy, whoever that was.
Wagner guy.
Hey, October the 15th, 1794. You're right, silver dollar. Hey, way to go. Do you have a question for us?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty Lynn. Have a great weekend, all right? Okay. All right, we go to Illinois, and Deborah is on the line. Deborah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Deborah?
I want to answer, and I'm going to have to do it quick because my phone's dying.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the country that the other country that has the shoreline on the Mediterranean and the Atlantic.
Here's the question. Along with Spain and France, what is the other country to have both Atlantic and Mediterranean coastlines?
That would be Morocco.
Morocco. Morocco.
Yes.
Morocco.
That's exactly right. It's on the northern coast of Africa, up there in the
northwest.
Northwest corner.
Way to go, Deborah.
I've been there.
You've been to Morocco?
Wow.
Casablanca, only for a couple hours on the way to Israel.
Casablanca.
Wonderful.
All right.
Yep.
So you didn't get a chance to go around the...
No.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Way to go, Deborah. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys have a blessed weekend, too.
Okay, right. Bye-bye. That was Tim's question.
So yes.
That was the last one Tim's questions had.
Are clear. All right, we go to Ohio, and looks like Mia is on the line. Is it Mia or Maya?
Mia.
Okay. Mia, it says you're 10 years old. Well, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer, please.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
Who wrote most of the New Testament?
Yes, who wrote most of the New Testament?
John the Apostle.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
Good try, though.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to hear what the answer is to that.
Okay.
One of my friends texts me the answer, and he's pretty smart. So.
Okay. All right. All right, Mia, what's your question for us?
I don't have one. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You don't have a question. All right, that's
Mia,
fine.
Mia, thank you for listening to AFR. Tell your family thanks for listening. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Jesse is on the line. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to do both, and I was actually going to say John the Apostle, but that one was just taken.
Okay. All right, what's your question for us?
I was actually debating an atheist person on Facebook about a year ago, and he brought up something about unicorns, which I didn't know was in the Bible. So my question is how many books of the Bible is the word unicorn mentioned?
I'm going to go zero.
I'm going to say zero, too.
Well, I think it's in the King James Bible.
Is it the Leviathan or whatever?
Well, I think it's in Job.
Or sea monster.
I'm just going to go with, you guys get zero. Zero. I'm going to go with one. I'm going to say the book of Job.
It is in five books of the Bible, in the King James Version.
Okay, now
James
if you're version. Counting First and Second Benjamin, I don't know if we're going to allow that. Now, unicorn? Unicorn
is in the
Bible?
It's in the King James Version. It's what they translated a Hebrew word that they weren't really sure what animal it was referring to. I think that's how that's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. All the times I looked it up, sometimes it seemed to be kind of a fantasy creature, and other times it seemed to be talking about a real creature. So I was a little confused myself.
Yeah.
But I found it in Numbers, Deuteronomy, Job, Psalms, and Isaiah.
Yeah, I think for those, for your atheist friend, I think the explanation is that the translators of the King James Version were looking at a Hebrew word. They weren't quite sure to what it was referring, so they translated it unicorn. So if your atheist friend's probably saying, look, the Bible believes in unicorns, he's just mocking. But I think that's going to be the explanation if he's interested in a rational reason for it.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Have a good weekend.
All right. We have time for, I think, one more question. Keith from Michigan. Keith, we are almost out of time, so you got to make it quick. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Who's the person who wrote most of the New Testament?
All right, a lot of folks wanting to hear the answer. What's yours?
Luke.
That is correct.
Luke.
Wow.
So his two books is more verses than any
Luke
other.
Wrote Luke and Acts.
Right.
And just between those, that's like 52 chapters. But one of those chapters has like 81 verses or 80 verses.
All right. Good job, Keith. Yeah. What's your question for us?
Well, I also want to make a correction. It's the first U.S. coin that was ever... Are you talking about the first U.S. coin that was minted or the first U.S. coin that was ever produced as a collection?
What was the first U.S. coin that was minted is what the question that I saw, the way it was phrased. What was the first coin minted in the United States?
It was in 1783, and it was by 500 units. They weren't like a cent or anything, but it was like 500 units, but it was in 1783. The first one that was minted in a collection was a half dime in
1792. Huh. You know, that I just got this off of a trivia page, and it said silver dollar October the 15th, 1794.
No, you're talking about coins that were in circulation, Keith?
Yeah, coins that were in circulation, that was the half dime in 1792, a silver half dime or equivalent to a 5 cent.
Interesting. Hey, Keith, we're going to have to let you go. We've got to answer our questions. Thanks,
you,
brother.
Man.
Appreciate it. All right. What you have any questions for me?
Who wrote God Bless America? Irving Berlin.
Okay. Who wrote the novel Frankenstein? That was Mary Shelley. The novel Dracula was Bram Stoker.
I'm all out of questions. Hey, a reminder, Jasper & Company in Tupelo, Mississippi, Women's Boutique. Grand opening from 4 to 8. It's on Nell Street. Got a lot of prizes, refreshments. The mayor will be there with those big scissors cutting the ribbon. If you're nearby, you're invited.
And if you want to know where JJ is going to be in the weeks ahead, jjjasper.com. Or if you want to invite JJ to come
next
speak.
Thursday night, I'll be in Dubuque, Iowa for Clarity Clinic.
Okay. Well, folks, that's it for Trivia Friday. You've been listening to American Family Radio. More great programming directly ahead. Have a great weekend.